Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we're going to talk about your money mindset. So if you have an unhealthy relationship with money, you're scared to ask people for money, you don't feel good when you're earning a lot of money, then this episode is absolutely for you. So I will especially talk more from the perspective of a business owner. So when it comes to ask people for money to sell your product, your services, or whatever it is, and I would say, let's get directly into it. So the reason why I picked this topic is a lot of my friends and a lot of my students asked me these questions in the last few weeks. To give you guys a little bit of a background information, so I'm a business coach for coaches. So I teach people how they can build personal brands on Instagram and monetize them with a coaching and consulting business. One thing that is special by doing that is that I focus mainly on high ticket programs with them. So they're not selling something for a few hundred dollars. They're all selling something worth more than $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, or even more than that. So, and a lot of these girls that are working with me, they have never sold something in their life before. So some of them, they're pretty overwhelmed when they know, okay, hey, I need to ask someone for $3,000 now. And it's really hard for them to really see the value in them and their services. And that's something that's completely normal. It was also the same thing with me. So when I started my business journey, my coaching consulting journey, it was such a crazy thought for me to go inside of a Zoom call and ask someone to pay me now in this call $3,000 to coach them how to build an Instagram page, for example. Like, this was such a big move for me that I wasn't really believing in myself. So, and this is something that I cover with the girls inside of my programs to get across this fear. And this is something that I want to talk about here also, especially in this podcast. So if you're a business owner, if you're an aspiring business owner and you have that problem and you think, okay, maybe I'm not ready to sell something, I have a super unhealthy relationship with money, then this podcast is definitely for you. At the end, I would also love to talk about more the spiritual aspect. So if you are not spiritual at all, don't worry, you will be fine at the end of the day. But I think it's very, very interesting to see this also from this perspective, because a lot of people sometimes get it wrong when they're on their spiritual journey and they think, okay, I can't ask for money at all, I shouldn't have money at all. But I believe, and this is my opinion, that's completely wrong. So I would say, let's start first of all with the first topic that I want to talk about, like with the normal business aspect. So something that you need to realize is that when you want to have a healthy relationship with money, you need to focus on the word relationship. So, and when it comes to relationships, to have a good relationship with your friends, to have a good relationship with your partner, with your family, you need to nurture this relationship. So if you're the type of person that is constantly avoiding money, that is constantly avoiding talking about it, is constantly avoiding asking for it, receiving it, of course, you will never ever be able to build a healthy relationship with money. And I believe if you don't have a healthy relationship with money, if you fear money, if you don't like money, you will never ever be able to make a good amount of money. Like, you will always limit yourself because actually you don't want that. Like, your whole body, your whole energy will literally just scream, I don't want that money. So therefore, it's very important that you start actually starting to nurture this relationship. And what I mean by doing that is that feel free to talk about money, feel free to ask about money, feel free to receive money. So I know a lot of people, for example, very, very simple example, when you're going out for dinner with some friends, and there's this one friend, she wants to invite you, and you're like going crazy, no, don't invite me. I was also the type of person like that. Like, I like to outgive people. Like, I literally hate it when people like invite me and I can't invite them too. So therefore, I love to outgive them. So, and one thing that I just realized is that I need to accept to receive money, to receive that gift. And I would say this little gift from my friend to invite me to that dinner. And just by doing these small things, trust me, your relationship with money would change already a lot, because you are actually ready to receive it, because you understand, okay, it's a good thing. And it's a good thing that people wants to invite you, that people wants to spend money on you, because you're worth it. You're a good company at the end of the day. So I think like having a healthy relationship with money has also a lot to do with your own self-worth. So, and my advice, like I said, is to nurture from time to time that relationship and be okay with asking, receiving, and earning money. So, and another thing that I want to focus on, especially when it comes to sell high ticket services online, is that when you are selling these services, it will be very hard for you in the beginning to believe that you can do that, that you're worth receiving this big amount of money for your services. So, and one thing that helped me a lot and that I also taught my students about is that you should invest by yourself into a program like this, into a similar program that has the same price point, and then you directly have a different attitude about it. Because the thing is, you know the worth already. So I also told the girls inside of my program, hey ladies, you already did the first big step because you already invested high ticket money into a coaching program. So you know what a coaching program is worth. So therefore it will be very easy for you to sell it at the end of the day because you know there are actually people that invest that money. Like there are literally 40 people on this call where I was talking with them and they were seeing, okay, hey, actually, it works because these 40 people would not be here if they would not see the value in high ticket coaching programs. And this is the same thing that you need to see too, because there's so many coaches out there and these coaches would not be there if it would not work for them, if they would not be able to sell these high ticket coaching programs. So this is the first big step that I would advise you, especially when you are in the high ticket coaching space or you're selling something for a bigger amount, to just invest by yourself first, to be your dream customer. And by doing that, you will directly have a completely different relationship with money and you will see also a completely different value in high ticket coaching or in your own services. So, and the next thing that I want to focus on is especially training. So at the end of the day, if you're going to sell something, whatever the amount is, let's just keep high ticket coaching as an example. So whenever you're going to sell something, you need to have a lot of training because of course the first day you're going to ask people for money for your services, it will feel uncomfortable because you have never done it before. You don't know how the people will react. You don't know how you should ask them, like what's the wording that you should use. You don't know at all how it's going to how it's going to be. So therefore, the more you do it, the more you repeat it, the more you will feel comfortable in it. So for example, in my case, I have sold programs in the price range of $18,000. And I collected more than $3 million. So you can see, like, I did it over and over and over and over again. Like, I hopped on more than 1,000 sales calls. So I'm so used to ask people for this amount of money, and it's completely normal for me. Like, I'm no longer scared about it because I know it's the most normal thing ever in my industry. So and I know that these prices are not even high. Like, there are people out there who are charging even more than that. So, and one thing that also helped me a lot was especially my environment. So for example, when I was moving to Dubai, I was spending a lot of time with other entrepreneurs, other coaches that were selling programs for literally 100K. Like 100K. So and when you're constantly sitting on a table with people like that, for them, this is like their normal reality. Of course, you will get used to it and you will literally realize, okay, selling a program for 18K, it's not that much. Like, it's literally not that much. And there are people who are doing this on a constant basis every single day. So, and this is something that I highly recommend you. Of course, you don't need to move to Dubai tomorrow, but I advise you to build a network or an environment of entrepreneurs that are on the same journey and then at least doing similar stuff. Maybe you're selling similar program in a similar price range or even are doing better than you. And this is even the best case that you can have. And I believe in every single country you have entrepreneurial cities or you have social media. Like there's so many communities out there where you can find like-minded entrepreneurs that are on the same journey and literally put yourself into tables or sit yourself on tables down where people are doing better than you, where people are selling higher programs than you, because you will get used to it. You will realize it's literally the most normal thing ever. So, and the next thing that I want to talk about is, at the end of the day, money is energy. Of course, if you're spending energy for other people, if you doing work for other people, if you're helping other people, you deserve to get paid at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, there's no right or wrong when it comes to price points. Like, of course, you could also sell your services for a few $100 and the people would buy it. But you could also sell your service for a few $1,000 and the people would buy it. It always depends who you're targeting. Because, of course, if you're targeting an audience that just has $100, of course, they will say or tell you, okay, your price point of $3,000 or $5,000 is way too high. So, therefore, focus on an audience that is actually capable of actually paying these prices. So, and this is something that a lot of people do wrong. They think, okay, I can do that. People don't want to buy it. People are not interested. No, you are actually just targeting the wrong people. And that's your problem. Because there are people who are more than happy to pay high ticket prices, and they're used to it, to pay high ticket prices, because they see the value in it. So, and this is literally like the last point that I wanted to cover with this topic of seeing your value or not. Like, there will be always people that will not see your values. There will be always people that will see your values. Like, not everyone will like, you know, everyone will like your services, and that's totally fine. So now let's talk about the spiritual aspect when it comes to your money mindset. So this is just my honest personal opinion when it comes to that topic. Pick whatever feels right for you. So I believe that we all, like, when we are working with God, we're not just building a business, we're building a kingdom business. Like, in best case, you're building your business together with God. So this is the same way how I build my business. Like, every single business decision that I take, I'm taking it together with God, because I believe that this business has a higher purpose. It doesn't have just a purpose for me to make a lot of money and to spend it in Dubai. Like, I believe the purpose is to truly change people's life and to truly bring people closer to God and to have a better life at the end of the day, to find themselves, to find their skill, to find their gifts from God at the end of the day. So I, like I said, I coach coaches. Like, I coach people that are actually gifted with experiences, with knowledge, with which they can change other people's lives again. So, and I believe the more powerful this becomes, the more lives I can change and the bigger the impact I can have in this world. So, and I believe that God's final plan does not contain budgeting. Of course, if you're starting your business from scratch, God will not literally take you from zero to 100K within 2 days, because he needs to form the person, first of all, that is capable of managing these 100Ks, of literally receiving these 100Ks, receiving this blessing. So, but at the end of the day, I don't believe that God wants you to budget your life. I don't believe that this is the final plan, like, in my honest opinion. So God wants me, or wants us, to be powerful. Like, he wants to have powerful people under him, like, that can serve him and that can have a huge impact in other people's life. And of course, you don't need a lot to change other people's life. Like, literally, I'm just sitting here and speaking my words out and maybe influencing some of you and maybe already changing some lives with that already. And this doesn't cost me a lot of money. But if I know on top, okay, I have the funds to change other people's life, to make their life better, it's even better. It has a bigger impact on other people's life, because I know by being broke, I can retire my parents. I can't retire other family members of mine. I can't maybe do all these things that I have done for them already that have changed their life. So, and I, like I said, I believe that God gifted us, that God gave us something with which we can earn money. Like, every single person has a specific skill, has knowledge that God gave them. For example, in my case, like I said, it's speaking. Like, I know how to influence people. I know how to speak. I know how to do storytelling, like, all these things. So, and if I know I can earn money with that, I better do that, because all this money makes my kingdom business bigger, with which I can pursue even more God's purpose at the end of the day and change other people's life. So this is how I see it personally. And I believe that God will always provide whatever you need. Like, if right now in your life, I don't know, you need XYZ amount of money, or XYZ amount of lifestyle setting, like he will provide that for you if you truly need it. If you don't need it, like he will not provide it for you, and everything that comes on top of that, like, and I think you will feel it as a Christian. Like, I know exactly what I need to be happy, to be comfortable, etc. And I don't even have a bigger need to do more than that. So I believe that everything that I do more than that is not my money. It's all the money that goes back to my kingdom business and goes back to helping other people. So, and this is how I see it from the spiritual perspective. So I believe that we all should make a lot of money. We should all use the gifts that God gave us for a reason, and that the higher purpose of that is to have a bigger impact on the world, on other people, to change their life and to bring them closer to God at the end of the day. So this is my opinion on that. So this is also it for this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And let me know in the comments what you think about it. And see you guys in the next episode.